Want to go nymphing? Davis Parks, Sportsman Spotlight. Nymphs mean year-round fly fishing. Well, that's very good, but I know an expert in nymphing who will tell you that there's more to it than just nymphing. Here's our regular contributor and nymphing genie, Josh Mills.
Came to me one day when I was sitting there next to my friend. We were doing the exact same thing. We were nymphing for trout. Nymphing being is that we're fishing subsurface bug imitations for like stoneflies or mayflies or something like that. 80 to 90% of a trout's diet or most fish's diet is subsurface. We all want to fish dry flies, but if you want to catch fish, you should learn how to nymph. Well, he and I were virtually fishing the same system with an indicator, also known as a bobber, down to some weight, and then two different bigger, like a stonefly followed by a copper john. And I'm catching 2-to-1 over him. I had one more piece of lead on, one more piece of split shot or whatever you're using to get the bait down. And it wasn't so much the dead drift and everything like that, but the fact is that my weight got it down faster and into the zone where the fish were living and eating than him. He was missing the area by probably 6 inches to a foot. That extra piece of lead brought it down into the zone which fish were keyed into and looking for a tumbling stonefly coming through the current. So the minute we put on that extra piece of split shot, boom, he starts catching fish. So you'll find that if you're not ticking the bottom with your lead, if you're not hanging up occasionally and even donating a bit of flies to the bottom of the river, you might want to add a little bit more. I bet it will increase your catch rate.
Great tip, Josh. Thanks for helping out our listeners. Produced by the Ag Information Network.